Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled. Everything I once held deep, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Thanks for joining with us on this Thursday in Lent. This weekend is our Palm Sunday celebration, and next week marks the beginning of Holy Week. Every Lenten season, I'm blessed by new insights and understandings about our Lord and His passion and the cross. And I'm both excited about learning and humbled by what I do not know and have yet to learn. Next week, as we finish these devotions, I pray you've been blessed as much as I have. All of the great Christians in their teachings and in their preachings, from the Apostle Paul to Billy Graham, know the importance of the cross. They all knew that it was never an addendum or an ornament of the faith, but always front and center. That's why Paul said that when he preached, he said, "I preach Christ and Christ crucified." Because the greatest gift of salvation ever given is and we have a front row seat to the greatest love ever shown on the cross. In his dying breath, he takes care of his mother Mary. And in his own compassionate way, he even reaches out to the thief on the cross. Over the years, I've been blessed by so many people who share their own insights on the cross. Scottish pastor Alistair Beggs is one who blesses me particularly in his words, and particularly about the thief on the cross with Jesus. We've shared this word in men's Bible study, and I pray that you will take time to listen, especially with his Scottish accent, to what he has to say about the thief on the cross. Be blessed by God's amazing grace and love this day.
Without the preaching of the cross, without preaching the cross to ourselves all day and every day, we will very, very quickly revert to faith plus works as the ground of our salvation. So that to go to the old Fort Lauderdale question, if you were to die tonight and you were getting entry into heaven, what would you say? If you answer that, and if I answer it in the first person, we've immediately gone wrong. Because I believed, because I have faith, because I am this, because I am continuing. Loved ones, the only proper answer is in the third person, because he. And think about the thief on the cross. And what an immense, I can't wait to find that fellow one day to ask him, how did that shake out for you? Because you were cussing the guy out with your friend. You've never been in a Bible study. You never got baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership. And yet, you made it. You made it. How did you make it? That's what the angel must have said. You know, like, what are you doing here? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, because I don't know. Well, you know, did you, Excuse me, let me get my supervisor. They go get the supervisor in. So we're just a few questions for you. First of all, are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? The guy said, I never heard of it in my life. And what about, let's just go to the doctrine of scripture immediately. This guy's just staring. And eventually in frustration, he says, on what basis are you here? And he said, the man on the middle cross said, I can come. Now, that is the only answer. That is the only answer. And if I don't preach the gospel to myself all day and every day, then I will find myself beginning to trust myself, trust my experience, which is part of my fallenness as a man. If I take my eyes off the cross, I can then give only lip service to its efficacy, while at the same time living as if my salvation depends upon me. And as soon as you go there, it will lead you either to abject despair or a horrible kind of arrogance. And it is only the cross of Christ that deals both with the dreadful depths of despair and the pretentious arrogance of the pride of man that says, you know, I can figure this out and I'm doing wonderfully well. No, because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. That's why Luther says most of your Christian life is outside of you in this sense. That we know that we're not saved by good works. We're not saved as a result of our professions, but we're saved as a result of what Christ has achieved.